Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 332. Top of the day to you, Steph. You busy?
Top of the day to you. I just found a packet of nerds on Leah's desk.
What flavours are there? One's purple, which is
grape. Strawberry.
Strawberry.
There'll be none left by the end of the podcast.
I bought those because I thought, oh, that'd be nice to take to Japan and England on that trip that's probably longer ago than I want to accept.
Yeah.
And then didn't open them the whole time.
What? For full disclaimer, I didn't open these.
No,
they
were open.
The tab was already pulled.
Yeah. I was eating them when I was editing The Watchers and another podcast that isn't ours last week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but once you start, you can't stop.
Can't stop.
That's why I'm kind of like.
What's that, Pringles? Once you pop, you can't stop?
I bought Pringles the other day and I hadn't bought them for years, maybe 10 years probably. The packet is so tiny.
Oh,
you can barely put your hand in.
Really?
The actual Pringle chip itself is a fraction of the size that it used to be.
Weird.
Here's a quiz. Here's a quiz for you.
Yeah.
Where were you when you first ate Pringles?
Oh, was it Manila?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philippines. Mm. Yeah, we used to get the – now they changed the flavor when it came out here, but it was like sour cream and chives and I think now it's sour cream and onion or something like that.
Oh,
but I prefer the flavor in the Philippines.
Me too.
It was much better.
I bought Pringles the other day as well.
Did you notice how small those packets are?
Well, no, because I bought the 5-pack. Okay, when I say bought – it was a deal at the supermarket and I got them for free. So I didn't buy them.
Nice.
And I only bought them in inverted commas because they were free.
Yep.
And they were 5-pack, like the ones that you'd put in lunch boxes and stuff, of minis. Now they were mini.
Are they still in the little?
No, they're in like a
little like a normal
chip packet.
Okay. Just mini. The plain flavor?
Yeah.
Mm.
I honestly can't even recall if there were other flavors.
Doesn't matter. You got them for free.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You are going to love the theme of the quz this year. This year.
This year. Is it free stuff? Because I'm all about free stuff. I'm all about a sale as well.
Yeah.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
I got scammed today because of a sale. Yep. And I thought about it and I'm kicking myself now because all the clues were there and it was when I didn't get a confirmation email.
Oh.
So I then went and looked and I went onto my bank statement and the merchant was some dodge.
Oh, no.
So I've gone and cancelled my card.
Oh, it's so annoying. Yeah. Now you're going to have to like
have to
do
remember
everything.
All the things, my Netflix. And
Hey You.
Yeah, You.
Yeah, Hey You.
Yeah. You know the one that's really annoying?
What?
The tolls.
Oh, yeah.
Because you never remember what password.
No,
you never do
no
it.
Idea. And Opal.
Yeah, Opal.
Like the public transport, like the tap on, tap off.
No clue.
Mm.
So anyway, my fault.
Oh, I hate that though.
Yeah. What's even worse is because it was a card thing, you can cancel the card.
Yeah.
But the amount goes straight through. So then I have to wait for it to come off pending.
Oh,
and
right.
Then dispute it.
Yep.
Yep. So it's another job to do.
So I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I had to dispute something, a transaction from when I was in England. And it was not a scam. It was a actual proper, like, well-known brand.
Mm.
And what I think happened was the person that I dealt with at the very end got it mixed up. I think that's what happened. Anyway, it took over a month to get the money back. But it was a lot, like it was quite a sizable amount. It was like a deposit or something. So.
But some of those big companies, they try to just wear you out until you give up. Because I had I won't mention the company, but a shuttle service, airport shuttle service in America, booked. Well in advance, paid for, all of that. They never turned up.
Ooh.
Never turned up.
Is that the one that we've used many times before?
Yeah, I think it was. Okay. So I disputed it and they literally just ignored me.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're probably like, no, it's okay because that's our tip.
Mm.
But you didn't do anything, but that's our tip
for
America.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, okay. So hopefully your disputed transaction will work. I have a feeling it will. It sounds like it will. But I also hope that you have learnt from it.
It's hard, though. Then you know what? You've got to trust instinct. And it was the, I'll be honest, and it, like I said to the man on from the bank, you know, you're being recorded. And I actually said, I'm an idiot.
Yep.
Because my two instincts were, one, it's a sale.
Yep.
And I had a very limited time to do it because I had to leave the house. Other one, there were red flags. Which one drew me more? The sale. I'm an idiot.
Mm.
I own it.
They got it. I get text messages maybe once or twice a week, and they usually do it about between 2 and 4 in the morning.
Oh.
And they're like, it's usually about a toll.
Oh, yeah, the toll ones. Yeah.
And they always do it super early, like in the middle of the night. But the thing is, I've gotten so many of them that they're not going to catch me.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you send them once a week.
Yeah.
What, I mean, I know what they're doing. They're like, well, I'm just going to send as many as
possible. I'll just send out 10,000 and one might hit, but I get some money from it.
Yeah, exactly.
This one, they had completely mirrored a website.
Dodge.
Completely mirrored it.
And now that website will be really angry.
Yeah.
Because what can they do about it?
Well, I bet how many people would email them going, I didn't get my stuff.
Da-da-da. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that story so much.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear some better stories? I like to call them news stories. So then, therefore, we have to say
news.
Follow the Watchers on Twitter at TheWatchersPod1.
First off, this is my favourite one.
Okay.
Tina Fey.
Yeah. News finished.
Obviously. And scene. Steve Carell, they're having a reunion, if you remember.
Date night?
No. But they're going to work together for a series that Tina Fey, she's one of the producers of, called Four Seasons. It's going to be on Netflix. And it's a remake of sorts, because it's a series, not a movie, of the 1981 film with Alan Alda in it called The Four Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It is about three couples whose tradition is they take a holiday every year together, okay, but it's disrupted when one of them divorces and the man brings a much younger woman along. I remember watching this movie.
Has this not been done with, like, Marshall from...
Oh, maybe.
They're in a tropical island?
Did that have, like, Hank Azaria in it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Vaguely remember that.
And I'm sure there was someone who brought, like, a new girlfriend.
I think... Or was it Hank that was the... No, he was the... No, he worked there.
He was a yoga instructor, wasn't he?
That's right. Anyway, I'm going to 100% watch out for this, because Tina Fey, Steve Carell, and Alan Alda. Like, he's not in it, but...
His legacy.
That's right. Another thing from Netflix that I really enjoyed. Did you watch Wednesday?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty good.
I heard everyone talk about it, but I feel like I've watched it.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, season 2's coming out, right? And they had said before that Steve Buscemi's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But Thady Newton is in it as well now, if you remember her from lots of things. But the latest thing probably would have been Westworld, where she was super kick-ass badass. And will she be a bad guy? I want her to be friends with Morticia.
Yeah, fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
I can imagine that. Like, maybe they went to school together, because that's what it's all about, like the school. Yes. Maybe they went to school together and they were like maybe frenemies, kind of like friends. Yeah. But
the prefect versus the rebel.
Yes. Yeah, something like that. Steve, I have no idea what he's going to be, but if I just hope.
He would be
oh, yeah, Mr. Of course, Adams. Of course. Yeah, Booster. He's going to be Booster.
I said Mr.
Oh, Mr.
Mr. Adams.
Booster's a pretty good name, right? Call me Booster. I really want him to reference the meme, hey there, fellow kids.
Yeah.
I want that to be a thing. You like Adam Scott, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, most people do.
I'm hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't.
I know. He was in stuff like American, the one about the summer camp, you know, and they were actually all adults who play. Like, they had big people in it.
Yeah.
All American Summer or something like that.
I can't remember.
Anyway, and of course, Parks and Rec, he was in Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. He was the husband of Reese Witherspoon. He was so good in that.
He was really good in that.
Everybody was good in that, but he was really, you were like, oh, he is not just a comedy actor.
And, oh, this is not a character. This is him. Didn't it feel like, it just felt like he was encapsulating that character. He was that character.
Because the funny thing is about him is he usually plays like a single guy who's a nice guy who ends up with someone, maybe the main character or something. Mm-hmm. But here he plays like the husband, the second husband of one of the main characters.
Yes.
And he felt, you're right, he felt real. Anyway, he's going to direct for the first time ever, first time directing, a movie called Double Booked. And he's also going to star in it as well, which is pretty exciting. And I'm going to read the synopsis. It follows a successful self-help writer and his heavily pregnant wife who organise a weekend away at like this, you know, secluded lodge, probably in a forest or something, I don't know, only to encounter another couple at the same cabin when they arrive. So Airbnb or whatever has had a mix-up. Then a blizzard comes in and they're forced to spend the night together. And what seems like, you know, just a mix-up, maybe a little bit more sinister.
Yeah.
So who's the sinister one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very. I'm so all of that stuff I'm ready for.
Yeah, cool.
Wednesday, Tina Fey, Adam Scott. 3 for 3.
Done.
And one more, if you're like, I hate new things. I don't want to watch new things. I only want to watch things that are old, that I've probably seen a million times.
Yeah.
And you know, at least here in Sydney on the North Shore, they have places like the Horden Orpheum and Hayden Orpheum and a lot of other places do this as well, where they'll play older movies as well as new stuff.
Yep.
But they'll say, this is the trilogy of Star Wars, which is exactly what the Hayden Orpheum have done. And I went, that's a really good idea, except we've watched them all recently 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And to sit there, you know, for a whole, because they're quite long. It's probably like 9 hours.
Wait, they're showing them back to back. Oh, gosh, that's full on.
Good idea, but I like the idea, but I think I couldn't do it.
Mm.
But the Hayden's not the only place that does it. In fact, America in the US have done it through a lot of their, what they call AMC or something, but they've got a lot of big chains there. The Lord of the Rings trilogy is coming back to theatres in June of
this
year.
Fun.
And they will have their extended cut, so, you know, for the fans. Because if you're a massive Lord of the Rings fan, you've 100% only watching the extended version, right? And it's also going to be an ultra 4K or, 4K ultra HD.
And there's something to be said for sitting there with the surround sound, the atmosphere.
Everyone else who is a massive fan as well. So this is kind of a thing that's been happening recently with anniversaries and whatnot of films. Shrek 2 for its 20th year.
Fun.
20 years. It came out in March, so last month or whenever, March. And Disney is going to do, this is going to make us feel very old, Phantom Menace, 25th anniversary in May. So obviously we know it's going to be May the 4th.
Yeah.
Over in the US. So look out. Maybe in Australia, the same thing.
I've told you about my idea for the cinema, haven't I? Okay. So say it's something like, I need to think of a series, a big blockbuster series, Game of Thrones. Let's say Game of Thrones, okay? So people buy a season pass and they will say, for the month of May, we're going to play Game of Thrones this season back to back, episodes back to back.
Like just episodes.
Just episodes.
Just season one.
Yeah. So what you do is you can either go and buy a ticket to watch season one, episode one, and that's your viewing session.
Yeah.
Or you buy the season pass and you can go and watch as many as you want, but you obviously got to book your seat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Or you can say, all right, well, Tuesday I'll watch episode 1 and 2. Then I'll come back on Thursday and I'll watch 3 and 4. So it prepares you, but it gives people the flexibility to go and see the season before maybe the new season comes.
That's good. Hype people up.
Yep.
And I like that idea, because if you're watching the original trilogy of Star Wars, maybe you'd be like, well, this week I will watch A New Hope.
Yeah.
Then I'll go next week to Empire Strikes Back. But I'm also free on Thursday night.
Yep.
So I'll go and watch Return of the Jedi as well.
There's really a very small group of people who could sit for 9 hours.
It's a long time.
Time-wise in terms of your life. But if you thought, okay, well, I've got the season pass, I'll just book those tickets.
I love that idea.
Isn't it
And
great?
They've already got your money, right?
Yeah. And they've already bought the rights for the show.
Yes.
So all I have to do is press play and just keep it going.
I love
idea. 10 minutes in between each episode
to clear out.
Time. Yep. In, out, new people in,
Or you can come back in. We don't care. Yeah. You've already booked your tickets.
Well, you've got to book your seat. Yeah. So we'll never sell out, or we won't have a line, because we'll only sell your pass. It's like a gym membership.
You are a thinker.
I am a thinker.
It's kind of like the board game, you know, rental.
And then on those, like, 100%, on the downtimes, or you could then pick up a big series. You could pick up Friends and be like, experience Friends in the cinema.
Because people would not care with Friends if they catch season 1 to season 10.
Exactly.
I'm just going to go in for season 3. I'll probably watch maybe 3 hours worth really and care. Then I'll leave.
And it's fun. I'll just sit here. It's really fun. Yeah, I'll sit on my recliner. I'll sing with everybody. Yeah.
I love it. You just gave that idea away.
Copyright Steph.
Yeah, great. Perfect. Look,
if you want me to consult.
You'll do it.
Just give me a bell.
Like an actual, like a jingle
give
bell?
Give me a little bell so I can go ding, ding, ding. My idea come back to the idea. No, don't go too far. Back come to my back, idea.
Back. Look, really quickly, speaking of bells, yesterday Eddie arrived. He's not here. He's busy. He arrived without his collar.
Eddie boy.
And then I was like, well, here's the other collar that you lost a couple of months ago. I put that on you. He's like, okay, bell. Slightly different sound, but it's okay.
Yep.
Then I was like, I'm going to have a look for it. And I looked under the deck and I was like, there's a collar. Mm. And I pulled it out. I'd never seen this collar before. It's someone else's cat's collar.
Maybe it's from Chucky and the Evil Cat.
I reckon it's...
Or Chester and the Evil Cat when they used to wrestle.
I reckon it was theirs. Yeah. And then this morning you were like, hey, surprise. Found Eddie's collar.
It was so out in the open as well.
He's honestly got about 6 collars on the go. But Betty, who had a beautiful collar, it was sort of like a dirty grey pink collar, tartan. That went sometime in February-ish. Haven't seen it since. It's probably under the deck.
Be harder to find because it's the green colour. Like the purple one was very easy to spot. Just sitting in an open courtyard.
He's got a green one on now.
Okay.
It's very handsome with his orange fur.
Yeah.
Very, very handsome. Are you ready to get into some watching suggestions?
Oh my gosh, I am really ready.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. Seeing you're ready, you got to go first.
Okay.
I'll have some nerds.
I don't know if I can share them with you. Your nerds.
My nerds.
All right.
I guess I'm pink and
I
purple.
Yeah. I have started watching and I'm pretty close to the end now. Yep. A show on Stan. It's a Stan original in association with Peacock, and it's a program called Wolf Like Me. Now it
has I've heard of this.
Isla
I think
Fisher,
maybe I want to. Yes, Josh, I wanted to watch this.
Josh Gad.
Yeah. So it's good. What's it about? So I just saw it had Isla in it. I was like, I'm watching.
Right, okay. So I almost don't want to tell you because most people will be like, oh, nah, no way. I'm not doing it. So what I did was I read the synopsis of the first episode, which really gave me not a lot. And I was like, all right, I'll give it a go. Again, as I've spoken about the scam thing, I obviously don't pay attention to red flags. The whole name of it, Wolf Like Me, should have given me just a tad of a clue.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
The wolf. What do wolves do?
Eat people?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, what?
Yeah. Okay. So the first episode was one of the most beautiful stories. It got me. The characters were so well written. The story is beautiful. It never mentioned the bloody wolf until the very, very end. And you were like, what?
Wait, is this an actual wolf? Was it a person?
It's a werewolf. It is a person who turns into a wolf. Now, that's what I didn't want to tell you because most people would be like, I'm not watching a werewolf. Mm. Why would I want to watch a werewolf show? It's so good, Leah.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
I don't want to completely say I'm never watching a werewolf show. Okay. Do you remember that show Almost Human, I think it was called?
Yeah, you did like that.
That was really good where the ghost. I mean, I watched the English one. Teen Wolf. That wasn't good, but it was good.
Yeah.
It was bad, but it was really good.
So I'm not a supernatural kind of person. Yep. I don't like that sort of stuff. Yep. But this story, the depth of the characters and the heartbreak that they've gone through and the story, it's seriously, I was like, this story is good. Now, we know, I think every human can say, we don't put our phones down and actually pay attention.
No, I've got my phone right now.
Yeah, she doesn't even listen
to me.
I mean,
I'm listening to you. I mean, I'm listening.
I put my phone down and I was, while I was watching it, I was folding washing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I stopped. I didn't fold anything for the entire episode. Wow. I just sat there with my mouth open being
amazing.
Like, oh. And then the wolf happened and I was like, am I going to keep going?
That was magical.
So I kept going. Now, it was probably the first two or three episodes until they actually showed you a clip of the wolf. And for a moment, I was like, ah, enough, nah, I'm lost, nah.
Yeah.
I'm bowing out here. I haven't. I've let them go with it.
Good.
It's really good.
And you're really into
it. Oh, my God, it's really good, Leah. It's the kind of show you wish at uni you would sit in a tutorial every week for an hour and discuss
talk about it.
In depth.
You want to have a chat.
I want to have a chat because there are little bits where you're like, did you notice that these two characters, did you notice that? Did you notice the colours over here? Did you notice this?
Oh.
All of that sort of stuff.
Clues.
They also have a pretty good budget because there is a pretty spectacular car crash in almost every single episode, which I'm sure is a bit of a, you know, a joke that they've got.
Yeah, running joke.
Running joke that they've got. And it's fun.
Two seasons. Amazing.
Short seasons. Oh. Maybe 7 episodes, short episodes.
No wonder you're binging it.
I'm binging it. Oh, my gosh. I was watching. I wonder what episode I'm up to. Give me a second. I'll have a look. Okay. So today I was watching season 2, episode 6, and it.
Yep. So you're right towards the end.
I've got one episode left, and it was the kind of thing where I was like, no, I just wish I had half an hour more to watch this last episode because it's really building up to a climax.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, it's so good.
Do you reckon you can watch it tonight? You reckon you'll be able to enjoy it tonight or?
I don't know, maybe. Mm. I can try. Oh, yeah. I don't want to be tired.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's really good.
Okay. Okay.
Don't let the werewolf put you off.
I won't. It's no, good. I definitely won't. Well, I took your recommendation.
You watched
something a while ago. It was on Stan as well, and it's called Population 11, which, of course, is that Stan series that was Australian made, but it had what was his name? What was his name in Superstore? Was it Noah? I feel like it was something like that. Something like that. You'd know him. He's been in stuff. So he's an American guy and he's come over to Australia because his father's missing and his father lives in the middle of nowhere, sort of like in this outback town where the population is 12, except now there's only 11. And no one seems to be too worried about where his father is, and he's kind of also got
other things going on
and he maybe is going out there not just because he's concerned about his father's whereabouts, but lots of twists and turns. Boomer from Wentworth is a cop in this and you need to watch it even just for that. But it's got a lot of other, you know, stellar Aussie cast in there. I'm one episode away till the very end. And I think I'm going to watch that tonight. It was so much fun. Yeah, it's so much fun, isn't it? What a great series.
Similar to Wolf Like Me, as in these Stan productions that are set in Australia and they bring one name out from America.
I love this.
I mean, Isla Fisher's a name and
she's a massive. I think she's America, probably a bigger name than Josh Gad. But anyway, yeah. But she would have been doing the accent, like the Australian accent. One other thing about Population 11 is that my friend from work, Andrew, He did the post sound editing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, yeah, I'm watching Population 11. He goes, what do you think of the sound? And I'm like, is that what you were working on? Because he went away for a couple of months. I knew he was working on something. for another streaming. So, and he was like, I worked on that. I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to the sound now. It's so good. So, have a look for his name, Andrew, as the sound editor. What else have you watched this week?
Okay, so I tapped into, I just felt like saying that, a show on Netflix called Unlocked, a jail experiment. Now, I know this is totally up your alley and it promised big things, But I think perhaps you and I have watched too many jail experiments.
We, to be honest with you,
yeah,
I'll probably watch it.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, come on.
So it's a detention facility in Kansas, or doesn't matter, in America. America, those big ones. And the warden, the big boss, whoever he is, he's decided, I need to do something to rehabilitate these guys further.
Am I able to translate that?
Yeah.
A TV production company has come over and said, can we pretend that you're worried and you want to rehabilitate these people?
And he said, how much money have you got? Yeah.
And that was enough. So he said, yes.
And I'm not giving the money to the facility. Oh, why it would will you? Lie in my pockets.
Yeah, of course.
It's my idea.
Of
isn't
course.
It?
I'm the warden boss guy.
So he gives them a
high five.
Yeah. Deal. Oh, sorry, you want me to sign? He gives them a cell block.
Yep.
I can't think of any of the terminology.
Doesn't
language,
matter.
So just bear with
cell
me
block
today.
Is what we know.
Tango. Cell block tango. No, they don't. And these guys
and
are
Boomer's there from Wentworth. She all plays the male warden.
And they're all ironing and Big Red's running the cafeteria.
Yes.
Anyway, they are particular group.
Are they blokes? They're blokes.
They're all blokes.
Okay.
Murderers, everyone.
Oh,
awful
best
people.
Of the best.
Awful people. And they're locked down in their cell, not in the wing. Let's call it a wing is the whole thing.
Yeah.
A cell is their little bedroom.
They get that's their bedroom. Okay. Yep.
So they're locked into their bedroom. Apparently we watch
We've
a lot of
prison.
Jail stuff. They are locked into their bedroom 23 hours a day.
Oh.
And for the 1 hour, they're allowed.
Do they interact with each other in that hour? No.
Yeah. And so there will be lots of arguments and things like that.
What would you do with your hour of freedom? I'll have a fight.
I'm going to have a fight. I'm going to get really annoyed by one comment that somebody at a different table said, and I'm going to start a fight.
Brilliant.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go outside. I'm going to sit at this table.
This is for the best.
It's much, much better. So what they've decided to do is to leave the doors open of their bedrooms. I'm going to keep going with it because it's better. Obviously, the wing is locked because
they're
in prison.
And their outfits are called pajamas.
With jazz shoes.
They got their jammies
on. They got
their jazz shoes.
And a little robe. So they are at their bedroom their bedroom doors are open.
Yeah.
And they can mingle and be around. And then the groundbreaking thing is they've taken the prison officers out of the wing and they are in an office with a window
watching
just outside, just watching
Netflix.
I mean, they're at contract now. They're employees of Netflix, aren't they?
Population 11.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So
Boomer's like, this is
Boomer's
part of
like,
the job.
Oh, this is awesome. I'm just going to do this. So the idea is giving them more freedom, more responsibility, and they have to mingle as a society and
kind of like what they did when they were in society.
Yeah, they didn't do very
well.
Actually,
what we'll do is we're going to murder.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to disrupt society completely, so much so that nobody wants me to be here.
But now I've got my own bedroom.
Now my bedroom door is open. I can come
different.
In and out as I want.
I've changed.
So anyway, I've made total light of this. The first episode's quite interesting because Warden, big man Warden, comes in and he, you know, tries to have a rapport with all of them.
Oh, so he's like, g'day.
Hey, what's your name?
Sup, dude.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, we're kind of the same until
the same.
I decide we're not.
Yeah, but I wear a suit and I'm, you know, respected in the community
and
you are not, but I am going to do things for you.
Yeah.
So he has a meeting and he's like, this is what I'm going to do for you. And the old codgers who have been there for 35 years are like, I don't want that. What I want is actual rehabilitation. And he's like, this is what I'm doing for you. Anyway, the alpha dogs who are a little bit older decide, yes, great, I'm going to get everybody on, but we're going to play by these rules.
Yeah, right.
We're going to play by prison rules.
Yep.
The younger ones are like, damn it, I can't make my hooch in my bedroom because – the doors open 24/7 now. And they're like, but actually, now I can invite people into my bedroom and give them prison tattoos.
Oh, that's a good idea.
24/7.
Yeah, that's so nice.
Bring it on.
I'm
going to listen to prison rules. It's my art and it's my drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Fab.
I'm a creative.
I am. That's 100%. I'm a creative. And the way they talk about themselves, they're so encouraging of themselves. But every other person is like, you are idiots.
Oh, right.
And that's why you're in jail. Right. Because you make dumb decisions.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, watched a couple of episodes and then I thought, this isn't groundbreaking because how many other prison shows do you watch where they can actually mingle?
Yeah, it's a thing.
They can fight 24/7 because the doors are open.
To, yeah.
And a lot of the time the prison officers aren't in those rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So then I lost interest because I thought, well, I've sort of seen this now. I've seen what happens.
Do you remember there was – it was America and it was a jail, not a prison.
60 days in.
No, that was yes, but that was brilliant. Maybe it was 60 days in, but I can't remember. But this is one little bit I want to talk about. They figured out that they could talk to people in different levels, floors, through the toilet.
Through the toilet.
Was that 60 days in?
No, I think it was the girl one on
Netflix.
Yeah,
it was the girl one, right? And the girl realized that she could do it. So she was talking to a guy underneath her in the level below and they were dating.
Yeah.
Through a toilet.
This is my toilet man. In my bedroom with my slippers and jazz shoes. And he's my toilet boyfriend. I don't know what he looks
like. Toilet boyfriend.
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, God, that's great. Okay. What was it called?
Unlocked. A jail experiment.
It sounds successful. Do you want to hear about what I thought of the whole entire season of Shogun?
Yeah, go on.
Oh. That's it. And I'm done. That second last episode, I was like, please don't. Please don't.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to, And then
Wolf
the final.
Like me is a bit like that where you're like, final I can episode. See the problem in this decision. Stop it.
Final episode is all, I'm kind of like, well now what? Because the thing that, and it's happened. And it is such a good show. I saw article headlines that are like, Shogun did what Game of Thrones couldn't do. I don't agree with that. It's just a really good story.
Yeah, let's not compare and contrast. Let's just enjoy.
Let's not compare and contrast one season of a show versus however, six or whatever they were. So good.
Nice.
It's on Disney Plus. Watch it, but you definitely can't watch it with your phone because I think I said before, 95% of it's in Japanese, so you need to be watching the subtitles. It is so good. It looks beautiful. It makes you want to be it doesn't make you want to be a part of the world, but it's you kind of want to walk around and you're like, maybe if I was a video game character who could be in that world, then I would be okay. And it makes you want to play Ghost of Tsushima.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we can't do that because we've already played it. But please watch it. Please, please, please. I wanted to talk about shows that I'd either almost finished or finished. Yep. Like kind of tick them off the list of things to do.
A summative
evaluation. Exactly. You know, because you get through 10 episodes of shows that could be an hour long for each episode. It's 10 hours of viewing. You kind of don't want to go, I watched it.
Yeah.
Kind of like, please, please watch it.
Yeah.
So good. And it's really cool to watch the English bloke towards the end be able to, like, in really broken Japanese, but on his own talk to people.
Yeah, cool.
In Japanese. And I wonder how much actual Japanese the actor learned.
Mm.
But it certainly sounds like they're speaking very formal.
Okay.
You know, maybe not Shakespearean, but maybe like your Elizabethan kind of thing. You know, like your Jane Austen kind of thing. I think that's that kind of. Think that, but in Japanese. Oh, what a great show. And now I'm kind of like, well, what should I watch? Kind of tempted to watch those Rebel Moon movies on Netflix. There are two of them. I released a new one. So maybe I'll watch both of those and check in next week.
And do Wolf Like Me.
Yeah.
Do Wolf Like Me.
Yeah, that sounds – because I've been close to watching that as well. It's funny the things that you've seen that I've been like, ooh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You ready for a quiz?
Oh, I am so ready.
quiz time. Name of quiz today, Dawn French. Okay. Okay. What is her middle name? Would you like an either or? Wilhelmina or Roma?
I feel like I should know this. I'm going to lose my membership.
You
to
have
the club.
Read Dear Fatty, but it was probably 10 years ago.
Dawn Wilhelmina. Dawn Wilhelmina.
It's Roma.
It's Roma.
I was quite proud of myself for coming up with Wilhelmina.
Mm.
Who played her love interest in Death on the Nile? I've spoken about this before to you. When you watched the Orient Express one, and I was like, well, funnily enough.
Because they said at the very end we're going to do
These
to the
two
Nile.
People were in this movie and they played love interest, which is very funny.
Give me initials.
JS.
Jennifer Saunders.
Because their running line is don't get funny. Yes. Like when one of them has to play a man and the other plays a woman. Like think of Titanic, you know, they go, don't get all funny.
Have I not seen Death?
You haven't watched
not
it.
Not the newer one. I've seen the
watched the one with Kenneth Branagh. Yeah. They're married. They're a married couple.
I'm going to watch it. What's like it on?
Maybe binge Foxtel.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll find it.
I think that's where I found it.
I'll find it.
How many seasons were there of Murder Most Horrid? When you wake
two?
In the night.
Four. Were they like two episodes?
Yeah, something like
seasons?
24 episodes. So maybe.
I would pay to see those again. Chick, 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 chicken. Lay a little egg for me. I feel like even Dawn French herself wouldn't remember
la,
that.
La, 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 Lauren. Yeah, I think we're the only ones that know it. What was the greatest Christmas episode of anything of all time?
Vicar of Dibley.
Yes.
Correct.
The Christmas episode of The Vicar of Dibley is the greatest Christmas episode of anything of all time.
100%.
What was the vicar's first name? It always, to me, was a name that did not suit Dawn because Dawn's name is Dawn. Quite a long name. Starts with G.
Geraldine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it did suit the vicar.
Oh, yeah, the vicar was, she was quite different. Where will Dawn French be performing in Sydney in May?
To the place that's listed on the tickets that I've got. Is it the State Theatre?
Yeah, okay. State Theatre. Well done.
I don't know.
That was very good. So the only one you got incorrect was Murder Most Horrid. Oh, and Wilhelmina. Mm. But the thing is, and whilst I was coming up with this, right, for us, Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders, we don't need to know anything about them because we love them so much anyway.
Yeah.
I don't need to know.
Her middle name.
I don't need to know her middle name. Don't need to know where she was born. Don't need to know who she's married to right now.
We're not factual fans.
No.
You know?
It's. I just want to meet them. We've met Jennifer Saunders.
Okay, we've met Jennifer. Do you reckon Dawn's going to? Nah, she's not going to do a signing.
I would love it if she did. Oh, my God.
I really enjoyed with Jennifer that we waited to the end of the line so that she kind of had to talk to us for a bit longer because there was no one else.
And we try. I think we came across as not as fanatical as we actually are.
Look.
Because.
Maybe not directly in front of her, but I stood taking photos of her for a very
about half
long
an
time.
Hour. Yeah, I was looking through those the other day. I was like, there's a lot of photos.
You asked a question.
I did. I said, are you going to do the accent? And she said, how are you? And then when it came to the signing, I was like, thank you for doing the accent. She's like, oh, I've had enough practice.
I was almost going to be your Dawn to your Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
Lining up for the microphone. Right. As in, I would have been the nutso jumping across aisles. No, pushing other people out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because you got to the microphone.
Yeah, I got to the microphone.
But if there'd been a line of people, I would have been the Dawn and just balled them out of the way.
God, that was good. How good were we at being there? We were so good at being there.
Expert.
Oh, my gosh.
Expert at being there.
I think I would read her book again.
Yeah.
Bonkers? Is that what it's called? It wasn't Dear Fatty. Bonkers, I think it is. I can read her signed copy. Leah and Steph, it says.
Yep.
And then it has her name as well because.
She wrote it.
Yeah. Look, on that note, we've got chicken, broccoli and mushroom stir fry downstairs. Stephanie, thank you very much.
Are you going to do the accent?
How are you?